Hello, my loves. It is December 24th, and today in this episode, I want to direct your attention towards your relationship with money. Have you noticed how money and anything that has to do with money often brings up strong emotions? And the topic of money in general is pretty controversial. I think money falls in the same category as the topic of sex. It is something people desire strongly, but it carries so many negative and shame-induced connotations. Money is wanted, but hated at the same time. Now, I am here to tell you something that could potentially change your life forever, if you allow it to. Money is simply a tool. Money is a tool. T-O-O-L. The idea that money changes people is complete bullshit. Money enhances the qualities that you already possess. Money helps you express the person that you already are. You control money, not the other way around. So the more money that you have, the greater you will express yourself. The more money you have, the higher you will go to your full potential. So please throw away that idea that money is dirty or evil. That mindset that money is dirty or evil is exactly what is blocking you from making money. Because money does not come to people who don't want it or love it. Money will only come to those who respect and love money. So, what is your relationship with money like? Is your life dictated by limiting beliefs around money, such as money is dirty, I am not good enough to have a lot of money, riches are not for people like me, I do not deserve to have a lot of money? If that is your mindset at the moment, you are probably struggling to make ends meet, living from paycheck to paycheck, hopping from one low-paying job to another, or maybe you're not struggling, but you're living a mediocre life where you're not able to afford the things you really want. You're not traveling to beautiful places around the world. You're not exploring your talents and skills. You're not expanding your worldview. And you're not able to really take care of yourself the way you wish you could. You have dreams that you wish could become your reality only if you had the money. If that is your life, please do not get discouraged. Actually, you should get excited because today is the day I tell you the great news. You can change your life right now. The beautiful thing about the universe that we live in is that we can attract the life that we desire. If you were born to live on this earth in this lifetime, then you are supposed to go to your full potential. You must go to your full potential. You must listen to that voice inside you, calling you to make your dreams a reality, to bring that idea you have to life. Stop pushing those great ideas you have to the side, constantly putting yourself down, telling yourself your idea is stupid. Stop that right now. Catch yourself at the moments where you think of creating something amazing for yourself and for others, and hold on to that. Do not tell yourself that someone else will do it, or someone who is in a better situation than you will do it. No. If an idea comes to your mind, if you feel in your heart that you want to create something, then you absolutely must do it and follow that voice inside you. We need you to do that. We all need each other to let go of fear-based beliefs around money and take control of your life and create whatever it is you want to create. Because if you don't, what the hell is the point of all of this? And let me emphasize this. Your situation right now does not define you. Your past does not define you. You can change yourself at any moment. You can change your life at any moment. You are by no means supposed to be the person you were yesterday. you are constantly evolving, and that is absolutely normal and natural. Your life is a canvas, and you are encouraged to paint what you want on it. No matter what your situation is like right now, focus on what you want your situation to be like and work towards that. Many successful people have started from nothing. They have started from a dark place. You really have no excuse to tell yourself that you are not fit to do the same. One of my favorite entrepreneurs, a multimillionaire, Patrick David, said that the mindset that you only should have enough money for yourself to survive is actually selfish. Do you really think that you only live for yourself? Who will bring the changes to the world? Who will pave a wonderful path for the next generations to come? Why does it have to be only certain chosen individuals who actually bring a positive change in the world? Like I said, if you are alive right now, which you probably are, you have a purpose. And money is that amazing tool that you require to live out that purpose, to bring beautiful ideas to life. Now, you may ask me, okay, so how do I heal my relationship with money? How do I align myself with the frequencies of abundance and wealth? Well, the first and foremost thing you must do is remove anything that feeds the limiting beliefs around money from your life. That friend that constantly complains to you about being poor and not having money, distance yourself from that friend. Protect your energy. If it is your family members who have toxic relationships with money, detach yourself from their attitude towards money and stay grounded in your own beliefs around money. I understand that it is tricky to distance yourself from your family members sometimes. That's why I encourage you to show them the way. Show them how money is an energy that you can attract to yourself. And just detach yourself. Like I said, detach yourself from their attitude towards money and stay grounded in your own beliefs around money. The next thing you can do is journal. Writing your thoughts and feelings down consistently is a powerful tool to have in your life. Me personally, I have literally journaled myself out of darkness many times. It is healing to write what you have been through, to write your intentions, to write to yourself, to write letters to people who have done you wrong. When you write, you let your emotions out. So write a letter to money. Tell money how you have been afraid to have it, or felt guilty to have it, or how you have been raised to believe that you do not deserve it. And then write out the relationship that you want to have with money. Write down the things you really want to accomplish with money. Think of the person you would be and the life you would have if you had all the money that you want, and start showing up as that millionaire, billionaire version of you. Start writing down your intentions, and you will see how journaling will not only help you release your emotions, but it also will help you organize your thoughts together and understand yourself better. Writing is a powerful manifestation technique. Writing down your intention is a great way to attract the things that you desire. Now, the next thing is very important as well. Feed yourself positive things only about money. Read self-help books on success. Listen to audiobooks. Go on YouTube and listen to inspirational speeches. Open yourself up to those positive, high frequencies of success and abundance. Before you go to sleep, play one of those YouTube music things, you know, they have subliminal messages for your subconscious mind to heal your relationship with money, to really get it in your mind and head that it is okay, that it is good to have money. And do that consistently. And show the universe that you are ready to receive money and wealth. Discipline yourself. Respect time. Time is the most valuable thing we have. Teach people to respect you. Show people to respect you. Be on time. Respect yourself. And money will be attracted to you. Start working on yourself. Improve yourself. Get around successful people. That is how you align yourself with money and riches. I am currently taking a money course with my favorite coach, Natalia Benson. The course is called Magical Women and Money, and it is a transformational experience. It really opens your eyes to how abundant and powerful we are. So I am investing in myself, in my vision, in my dreams. I refuse to live by limiting beliefs, by mediocre beliefs, because that is not the way to live. I am strongly encouraging you to think about what I spoke about and get to healing your relationship with money so you can truly live your best life. Love you. Till next episode.